You are Locked On MLB, your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast where we talk about all of Major League Baseball, and I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. In this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about Noah Syndergaard, and also, well, quite frankly, some things that I think we need to put in perspective. This show is available on the free and easy-to-use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Player FM, all the places you get your podcast. Tell your smart devices you're home, locked in the way you should be. When you're at home and you're surrounded by your loved ones, if you got a smart device, say, hey, play podcast Locked On MLB or play some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day, every team. Locked On Fantasy Baseball, check them out. All your teams, all your basketball teams, hockey, football, we're still putting out product. We're here giving you new original content every single day, even though your pal Sully's about to go on a rant. Check us out on Twitter at LockedOnMLB_net. Find us on Instagram at LockedOnMLB. I'm at Twitter at Sully Baseball, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. Well, I don't want to use the term, it's an epidemic, because that has a whole different meaning right now. But you're taking a look, Noah Syndergaard is going under the knife. Noah Syndergaard is going to go get his Tommy John surgery. And man, it just seems, no matter what, if you are a pitcher, I mean, I don't want to say this, but it seems almost like it's almost inevitable that you're going to get Tommy John surgery. But he has a torn UCL, and I don't know what that means. I do not know enough about anatomy, and that ulnar collateral ligament in his right elbow, and boom. And this is going to be a devastating thing for the New York Mets, assuming that there is a season this year. This was a season where there's a tremendous amount of hope for this Mets team, especially if they're going to have a healthy Syndergaard. DeGrom's the best pitcher in the National League. They still have Mats. They still have Marcus Stroman. This looked like it was going to be potentially a 90-some-odd win team. They weren't a bad team last year. They weren't. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't really make a big run at the wild card. I mean, they did for a little bit, but they never really got a wild card spot. Their summer score was zero. But something like this is a giant kick to the groin, because if there is a season, and I have to constantly preface that, then the Mets have gone from one of the deepest pitching staffs to still a good pitching staff. But you got to have those double aces at the top of the rotation. The Mets want to be in the same division with the Braves and with the Nats. The key is their pitching depth. Now, if there's a season, you're going in with a rookie manager and not a whole heck of a lot of, you know, they have Alonso and they have McNeil. They still have some decent bats. They're not a bad team without Syndergaard, but they're no longer elite. And this is the strength of losing an ace. And so he's going to go under the knife. And you have to take a good, hard, long look at what are you going to do if you're the Mets, because you can't really do anything. You can't really fill that spot. You can't really get a new Noah Syndergaard. You have to adjust in some way, shape, or form. Now, we don't know what this layoff is going to do for some of the other pitchers. And if you come back, how long is it going to take to get up to speed and everything like that? And so losing Syndergaard is gigantic. And you're starting to see this with some of the other pitchers that they're taking the Tommy John route. You know, with the Red Sox losing Chris Sale, that's a roundhouse punch to the mouth, but at the same time, I don't think that the Red Sox were looked upon as a huge contender going into 2020. The Yankees losing Luis Severino, I think is a big punch because they needed that pitching depth as well. But adding Gerrit Cole and still having Tanaka, they still have a good rotation. It may not be the, you know, the Glavine, Maddox, Smoltz that they were hoping for, but it's still solid. But for whatever reason, losing Syndergaard seems like the biggest punch because there was optimism for the Mets. There was a sense of, hey, if there's a season this year, this could be a really good one for us. And how Mets is it that even in a season where there may not be a season, or in a spring training where they're not playing games, they still lose a player? So this is a big gulp time for the Mets. If you can focus on the actual on-the-field thing, this is big gulp time for the Mets. Now, I do have to say something here. And there is a rash of players getting the Tommy John. But what does that really mean, and should there be?
David Peralta. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they're still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is the key. But so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptionally user-friendly design. Step on, and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option. It means you need to have your phone on. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. Here's the deal. You could get 25% off of Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com, /MLB, and get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. That's withings.com, /MLB, to get 25% off Body Plus Body Composition Scale. What are you doing for the game? It's a universal question. Whether a casual follower that tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy, the guy doing a daily baseball podcast that couldn't care less or that makes everything into a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports, and League Commish exists to ensure that your fantasy sports experience is the best one for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences. Get matched and approve of that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish by February 29th and receive 15% off by entering the code LOCKEDON in the referred section of the sign-up form. The first 25 people using our code receive their first match for free. So what are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com.
Look it, I don't want to preach, and nobody wants to stick to baseball more than your pal Sully. But I do have to say this. I put out a tweet when I saw that Noah Syndergaard was going to go under the knife. And the tweet that I said was, might as well do it now. Because I was thinking as a baseball fan, like, well, if there's not going to be a season in 2020 and you're going to miss a season, then you might as well do it now. And that may be part of the mentality for someone like Chris Sale, who is saying, wait, we may not have a season. I might as well get my Tommy John surgery now and recover. I'm sure that Noah Syndergaard is probably thinking something along those same lines. Now, when it happened to Severino, and he had his Tommy John surgery, that was before the coronavirus really kind of was a tidal wave over the country. But I got to ask this question, because I sent that tweet out, saying might as well do it now, and then I erased it, because I thought, wait a minute, stop and think about this for a second. What are the things that we keep hearing about? about the world going on out there. Remember that? The world going on out there? All the reasons why there's no spring training now? The reason why there's no games? The reason why I have to keep saying if there is a season? The reason why they push the Olympics for another year? The reason why there's no basketball? Why there's no Stanley Cup? Why there's no NCAA basketball tournament? Why you're sitting at home right now? Remember what's going on out there? The real thing that's going on out there. The thing that we're trying to stop. The thing that we're trying to not be a catastrophe. Now, one of the things that we keep hearing about over and over again from the actual doctors and the actual scientists and the actual people who are actually trying to do something about this, what do we keep hearing? There is a startling shortage of supplies. Masks, gowns, rubber gloves, because those have to be changed so often, especially for these people who are trying to treat the people with the virus, and they don't have enough of these things. Now, obviously, Noah Syndergaard going in for Tommy John surgery is one day of surgery and him recovering. Okay. But should we really be using gowns and gloves and, hell, doctors' time and energy for Noah Syndergaard and Chris Sale? Isn't this a time we got to say, hey, wait a minute. Yeah, I know I tore my UCL. I know we got to work on that. We got to fix that. Maybe not now. Maybe a little later. I mean, isn't this when we're supposed to sort of look around and say, what can we do? What can we all do? What can we all do to help? And maybe not fill a hospital with what is, let's face it, not a life-threatening situation. Yeah, it's devastating for the Mets. But think about what I just said about that, that I had to constantly put the caveat of, if there's a season, if there's a season. I want to just talk baseball. Believe me, nobody wants to turn on the game more than me. Nobody wants to see games where I don't know the outcome more than your pal Sully. I just do this podcast. And I do it all year. Because I just want to talk baseball. But sometimes you have to raise your hand and say, wait a minute, that's not right. You shouldn't be doing that. This isn't where our priorities should be now. Sorry, Noah. Put some ice on it. We can't do that right now. What if someone had to get a nose job right now? That probably would be frowned upon. I know it's for Noah Syndergaard's vocation, but do you know what? He's already a millionaire. So, while as baseball strategy, now is the time to get Tommy John. Maybe we shouldn't be doing Tommy John's right now. Maybe now is not the time. Again, I'm not trying to be a buzzkill. I'm not trying to make people frown. And I'm going to do, I have a fun show set up for tomorrow, and I'm doing a bunch of other things coming up. But just think about some of these things. The reason why we're making some of these sacrifices. And if what you're doing is literally taking away the things that are in short order, maybe you shouldn't be doing that right now. Maybe not. Wait for that curve to flatten a little bit before we go in and have our Tommy John surgeries. Again, I'm sorry to get on a soapbox here, but I realize I was guilty of it too. That my first instinct was to say, yeah, that seems smart. So that's my piece. If you have any issues with it, send it at me at Sully Baseball on Twitter. Tell me why I'm wrong. I don't think I am. So let me tell you some of the things that we have coming up over the next few days. Tomorrow I have another Sully Baseball Classic clip that some people had asked for. And one that I think is still relevant, it's about the Oakland A's and their stadium. And I think you will all enjoy it. I was very happy with that rant that I did a few years ago. And I am going to be using a program called whatifsports.com. They are not a sponsor of this podcast. I still recommend them. That's how much I recommend them. I'm giving them a plug, a free plug on the show. I don't know if I'm allowed to do that. I just did. Whatifsports.com is an addicting site for your pal Sully. You get to replay games and get to do simulations. And I had teased that I was going to do this, that I was going to play some NLCSs, ALCSs, some World Series matchups, some situation like, man, I really wonder if these two teams met up in the playoffs that were so close to happening. And I got some people writing to me because I said, which ones do you want? Give me some ideas. And one that I got right off the bat was from a couple of my Tiger fan friends and some of my listeners, even back in the old Sully baseball days, have been lamenting about the 2013 Tigers team that probably should have beaten the Red Sox in the ALCS. Two grand slams off the Tigers' bullpen, one by Big Poppy, one by Shane Victorino, turn Max Scherzer victories into bullpen losses. And the Tigers were a better team than the Red Sox that year. But the Red Sox wound up winning the ALCS and the World Series. What would have happened if that Tigers team faced the St. Louis Cardinals in the World Series? And you had the Tigers with Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder and Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer and Johnny Peralta and Victor Martinez with Jim Leland at the helm doing a rematch of the 06 World Series and, hell, the 1968 World Series and the 1934 World Series for that matter. What would have happened? Well, check us out on Friday. I'm going to give you the results. I've done a bunch of simulations, and I've found out what the most common results have been in running it about 40 or 50 times, and I'm going to break down the series as if it was real, because do you know what? That's what I want to do, is just talk baseball, and I'm going to keep doing it here. Make your sacrifices, make your adjustments, and go follow us on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also on Apple Podcasts and all the places you get your podcasts. When you at home, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. And folks, follow us on Locked On MLB _net on Twitter and Locked On MLB on Instagram. And please subscribe to Locked On Fantasy Baseball, which is a really good show. Now, I know this is not the best time to be doing your fantasy baseball, but they're doing a lot of great analysis, and it's a terrific show and worth subscribing to. So, asking us to have our priorities and assuring you that we're going to be having some fun, this is the Locked On MLB show for March 25th, 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.